A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the fall 2017 issue on Islam. How you can change millions of hearts and minds in just 10 minutes by Arsalan Bukhari. Arsalan Bukhari is a public affairs director at CARE Washington State, a chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, America's largest Muslim civil liberties and advocacy organization. Raised in a middle-class American Muslim household in North Seattle, Arsalan Bukhari's strong work ethic, values, faith, and sense of responsibility to community and country came from his upbringing as a practicing Muslim and as a member of a U.S. military family. Challenging myths about Islam. While there are numerous myths about Islam and American Muslims, it is important to remember that you have the power to educate millions of fellow Americans with fact-based information and stories of the lives and contributions of American Muslims. Here are some common questions you might hear and some knowledge worth spreading. What effect does religiosity and mosque attendance have on American Muslims? According to a Harvard University research study, the more involved an American Muslim person is in mosque-related activities, and the more religious the person is, the more likely she or he is to believe that Islam is compatible with civic participation. What roles do American Muslim women play in society? Muslim parents often teach their children Prophet Muhammad's teaching that Muslims, both women and men, should pursue high levels of education. Islamic teachings brought by Muhammad in the 7th century provide women the right to enter into contracts, inherit property, choose whom to marry, own businesses, among many more rights. A 2009 Gallup poll found that American Muslim women are the second most highly educated religious community in the United States, and are just as likely as American Muslim men to have a college degree or higher education. How do Muslims view peace and violence? Muslims believe that God favors the peaceful. American Muslims and Muslims worldwide have repeatedly condemned violence. Violence against civilians is never justified. Major Muslim leaders and organizations around the world have consistently condemned violence against civilians in clear terms, including the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations and the Union of Islamic Organizations of France. Furthermore, according to a 2010 Gallup poll, compared to other faiths, American Muslims are most opposed to attacks on civilians. Empirical research by Gallup poll and Pew Research consistently show that American Muslims are not only middle class and mainstream, but in Gallup's words, exemplify diversity potential. Are American Muslims patriotic? American Muslims uphold the Constitution and the laws of the United States and share the same American values and freedoms that we all cherish. Knowing that we are all in this together, American Muslims believe in the right and freedom of all U.S. citizens to live and worship in their own way. According to the U.S. Department of Defense, between 10,000 and 20,000 American Muslims serve honorably in our nation's armed forces, and many made the ultimate sacrifice for a nation, including U.S. Army Specialist Kareem Khan, U.S. Army Major James Ahern, U.S. Army Specialist Rashid Sahib, and U.S. Army Captain Humayun Khan. Thousands more American Muslims serve honorably in police and fire departments, the FBI, and the Secret Service. According to a Pew Research Center study, American Muslims believe America is a country where they can work hard, raise families, and pursue the American dream. The study also found that 44% of American Muslims display the U.S. flag. What do American Muslims contribute to our society? According to a study by the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding, there are approximately 50,000 American Muslim medical doctors across America, providing compassionate care and saving lives every day across our nation. Tens of thousands of American Muslims are IT professionals, creating the latest cell phone and computer technology that we use every day. American Muslims raised more than $150,000 to help rebuilding of the churches that were burned across the South around 2015. American Muslims responded to the Flint water crisis by donating more than 100,000 bottles of water to families and children in Flint, Michigan. Almost 100 American Muslim volunteers went to Louisiana to help with flood relief. American Muslims are part of the solution, building our nation, knowing that we are all in this together. What do Muslims believe about Jesus and Mary? Muslims overwhelmingly revere Jesus and believe that he was born to the Virgin Mary through an act of God, just as Adam is believed to have been created by God without a father or mother. The Quran describes his conception and birth as well as many miracles, such as healings of the sick. The Quran also emphasizes that Jesus was a great prophet of God, as well as a messenger who received revelation from God, but that he was, like all other prophets, a human being. The Quran talks more about Jesus than about Muhammad. Most of the Quran depicts itself as a text addressed to Muhammad. It therefore talks less about Muhammad than it does to Muhammad about other subjects, including previous prophets such as Jesus. Muslims generally believe that Mary is the virgin mother of the prophet Jesus. Multiple chapters in the Quran talk about Jesus and Mary. One entire chapter in the Quran is named after her. The chapter called Mary, Maryam in Arabic, and other verses in the Quran emphasize her piety, righteousness, and status as an exemplar for all people. The Quran describes her as the greatest of all women. God chose and preferred her above all the women of the world. Quran 3:42. What you can do. As you read the news of the day or hear commentary about Islam and Muslims by political and other leaders, you might wonder, what power do my friends and I have to change fellow Americans' hearts and minds? You have a lot more power than you might think. Most of us have a cell phone or a computer with access to email. You can use that power to use your words, amplified through media, educate millions, counter anti-Muslim prejudice, and help stop hate crimes. Here are three easy ways you can educate hundreds, even millions, well beyond your circles, with just 10 minutes of your time. Write letters to the editor telling stories about American Muslims you know and remind our fellow Americans of our shared values. Letters at nytimes.com, letters at usatoday.com, letters at washingtonpost.com, wsj.lters@wsj.com, voicers at nydailynews.com, and letters at nypost.com. Even if your email is not published, your email will impress upon powerful national editors the importance of incorporating coverage of American Muslims' lives and contributions in their news and feature articles. If it is published, you'll educate the millions of their daily readers. Incorporate information about American Muslims you know, or some facts listed above, in your speeches and other public comments, along with reminders about our shared American values of religious freedom. Ensure that your American Muslim neighbors are treated fairly and equally. Ensure that your workplace and school have clear religious accommodations policies and that they're applied to your Muslim co-workers and classmates. Ensure that you call out anti-Muslim hate when you see it, and publicly call on business and political leaders to act against proposals like religious registries that threaten our shared American values. Here's why it matters. Hate speech leads to hate crimes, When hate speech and conspiracy theories against an American minority are constantly spread publicly and go unchallenged, they foster an atmosphere that causes hate crimes. Throughout 2015, care offices around the country received at least 1 to 2 daily reports of anti-Muslim hate crimes nationwide. As an ally, you'll often be called on to answer common questions. The website IslamFactCheck.org has a list of facts which are hyperlinked for you to use in class assignments, presentations, and more. In addition, CARE Seattle, CAIRSeattle.org/allies, has ways to educate yourself and take specific actions. You can learn more about Islamic theology and its similarities with Christian teachings at ing.org/FAQ. In times like now, fair-minded people across our nation have a duty to publicly and vocally affirm American values of religious freedom, and publicly and vocally tell stories of the lives and contributions of American Muslims they know. This can be done in simple ways, including letters to editors and during speeches at large public events. By taking just 10 minutes of your time, you can educate millions, counter the hate, and help stop hate crimes, and maybe even save a life.